Yes, indeed. It's 1, 2, 3 with me, Bob Simpson. Now, Vicky Jones is a songwriter, author and traveller from Essex and has recently released a song on iTunes in support of the mental health charity Mind. And Vicky joins me now. Welcome, Vicky.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Thank you very much for coming in. Now, it strikes me that you're a very busy lady. Along with your songwriting, you've set yourself a massive bucket list of tasks you want to achieve. You're writing a novel and a travel book. You're travelling the world. You've served in the Royal Navy. I don't know where to start, really.
I've been quite busy.
Yes. Well, let's start with your songwriting. So when did you start writing songs?
I started writing songs when I was about 7. My dad's a drummer and he's a drummer in a band. So I've always been around music and all different types of music as well. But I think my early influence was Michael Jackson.
Right.
And I remember that I had the Bad album.
Okay.
And I used to look on the back of the album and you'd see all the lyrics. So I used to kind of make up my own lyrics, and that's where it kind of developed.
Okay, and you found you had a bit of a skill for it, yeah?
Yeah.
And you've had a few artists cover your songs, haven't you?
Yeah, I have been quite lucky. Singer Keisha White, who had a hit with The Weakness in Me, yep. She recorded my track Breathe Underwater. Unfortunately, right. Got shelved due to issues, I think management issues.
Right.
And then Lydia Lucy, who's on The X Factor, she recorded my track, the same track, Breathe, and I think she performs that on some gigs.
Yeah.
From The Voice, Leanne Jarvis, she's recorded my track called She's in Love. So, I'm just really lucky that they've...
So you're beginning to get a name, really, as a songwriter.
Trying to, yeah.
All right, now you recently released a song, Save You, on iTunes in support of the mental health charity Mind.
Could
you tell us about that song and what led you to write it?
Well, it's a really personal track, Save You, because it was written in memory of a friend of mine who unfortunately had severe depression and took her own life, and I found her the first time that she sort of tried it, and I got there in time and got to the hospital and they sort of said I saved her life, and I was, you know, thinking hopefully that would be a wake-up call for her, but unfortunately I didn't get there in time, and then she passed away. So it's kind of like my way of sort of saying I'm sorry I didn't get to save her, sort of thing. So, but then there is a positive spin on the song. It's still all the good that she's done and for me, and so I just wanted that if this track could do some good, just to kind of highlight mental health, depression. That's the real reason why I wanted to do the song.
Well, it's a wonderful thing to do out of a very sad situation.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, now you've recorded this song and it's on iTunes for download, I believe.
That's right. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's hear the song now. This is Vicky Jones and Save You. That's Vicky Jones and Save You, all in support of the mental health charity Mind. That's a beautiful yet sad song, Vicky. Thank you for sharing that with us and making something positive out of a terrible event in your life. I'm sure Mind are very grateful for your efforts there. Yes, you can download that from iTunes, and we'll have the details of that on our website later today. Okay, we'll hear another of your songs in a bit, but can you tell us a bit more about your life? Can you tell us about your time in the Royal Navy?
Yeah, well, when I was about 20, I joined the Navy. I first served down in Plymouth.
Right.
And then Portsmouth. I was on a Type 23 frigate called HMS Norfolk. So I spent 4 years. I was lucky that I got to travel the world. And I did love it. I really loved it. I missed being away from home.
Of course, yeah.
And that was pretty much the reason why I left, because I was quite lucky that I got to travel pretty much all the time. Some people in the Navy, just they go in dry dock somewhere freezing cold for like 2 years, but I was away all the time. So, yeah, but then it was in the Navy that I kind of realised that I wanted to do more music, and I knew that I couldn't really do it, you know, while I was away. So that's when I left, and I kind of dedicated more of my time to doing music.
So how did you find life as a woman in what used to be considered a traditional male role?
I mean, it's got its perks, you know. It's got, I mean, you're with all the guys, but I mean, to be fair, the guys treat you as an equal.
Yeah.
I never really come across anything bad. I thought it was really good fun, actually.
Yeah,
it was good. Yeah.
Excellent. Now, about 4 years ago, you decided to start writing a bucket list of things you wanted to achieve. Can you tell us about some of the things that you've done and maybe some that are on the list that you've yet to do?
Yeah, well, I was coming up to, I think probably because of my time in the Navy, I'd had quite an exciting life. Then I spent some time on music, but then I found that I couldn't really write about anything because I hadn't really done anything.
Okay.
And then, so when I was about 29, I was coming up to 30, and it was sort of fast approaching. I just thought, I really need to get stuck into something. I need to be excited about something again. And at first, it just started off as a list of 10 things, 10 places I wanted to go. And then I got really into it. I was researching on Amazon, all these bucket list books. And I thought, oh, yeah, I fancy doing that. And not everything is, because I think some people got this idea that it's all about really expensive holidays.
Right, yeah.
But some of them would just be facing your fears or things that can be free.
Challenging things. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. One of mine was to hold a tarantula because I've got an absolute fear of spiders. And so I did it. And then I held a tarantula. And then one of them was donating blood because normally I faint even if I have a blood test.
Okay.
So I donated blood. And those were my two biggest fears. And I think I did those in the same weekend. Plus, I'm lucky I've been to quite a few countries, sort of things like Alaska, Hawaii, Cambodia, Thailand, Vietnam.
Some of this with the Royal Navy, I guess.
Well, no, this is the bucket list one.
Oh, okay.
So the Navy,
right.
I probably went to about 15 countries in the Navy, right. 20 countries in the Navy, and then I've got the bug for travelling.
Okay.
So all the bucket list are places that I didn't get to go in the Navy. Everything's about exploring, trying new things. But it could be anything, though. It could be that, you know, if you're out in a restaurant and you normally eat the same dinner, which I used to do, it'd be like, okay, I've never ordered a fish dish or something like that, so you just do that. And it's just about coming out of your comfort zone a little bit. You don't have to go and skydiving or anything
No.
And I've just found that it's really opened up, like, my eyes and my life, and I've met so many amazing people along the way.
And so, your confidence as well, I imagine.
Yeah, because every time you do something and you just come out of that your comfort zone, you do find that a lot more things become easier because you kind of think, I mean, I've been through some real scrapes when I've been abroad, and some of it when I was travelling by myself.
Okay.
So when I come back home, you don't get as worried about things because you kind of think, well, like, if I can deal with that when I'm abroad in a non-English-speaking country, this seems easy.
You can deal with anything, absolutely. Well, now, as part of that bucket list, you're now writing two books, one about your travels and the other a fiction book called Meet Me at 10.
That's
How are they going?
Meet Me at 10 is, I'm at the research stage. It's set in Alabama in the 1950s. I haven't got a clue. I didn't have a clue about that era or that place, but I belong to a writing group as well.
Okay.
And we were doing a monthly challenge, and one of them was to include a vending machine. And at first I just thought, I can't write a story about a vending machine. And then I started to get this thing about where these people meet. I decided to set it in Alabama, but then the story just become a book because I started to make more stories in it. And so I couldn't submit it for a short story competition because the book just got too big. I started to get really into it. So then that's how that come about. And then the bucket list book is hopefully, once I've done all my challenges, it would just be, because I've take photos of everything or videos. I just want to put it all in a book of my adventures.
Well, sounds wonderful. When do you expect your novel is going to be out? Any idea?
I'm hoping between the months of October to December, because once I've actually written it, then I've obviously got to send it away to like an editor, and then it will come out. But I've done the outline, I've done a lot of research. It's just about putting it all together now. So I do want it done kind of this year. Because I'm also doing a degree as well. That was part of my bucket list.
How do you find time for all this?
You do generally just have to be really organized. I have to prepare like a year in advance for things and think, oh, okay, that's going to take me this long. So that's why the book's getting done before I start studying again in October.
Right.
So you kind of go, right, I'm going away as well next week. To a Europe trip. That's on my bucket list.
You make my life seem very dull.
But once, it doesn't always have to be kind of way. Just day trips out that you just think, do you know what? I've always fancied going there. I've seen a sign for that on the motorway, and I've always wondered what that's like. I'm going to make an effort to go there now. So
wonderful.
It can just be about anything.
Well, that's wonderful. I don't know what to say. All right, back to your songwriting then. We've got another one of your songs now, and I really like this one. It's a sort of a summery one, and it's called Summertime. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, that one was just... It's not really written about anybody in particular. It just kind of encapsulates the whole thing about summertime, you know. Forgetting about winter, forgetting about worrying, just enjoying yourself.
Lovely. All right, it's Vicky Jones and Summertime. Well, that's jolly good. I like that. Dancing around in the studio to that one. That's called Summertime by Vicky Jones, who not only performed it, but wrote it as well. And you've got quite a few songs you've written and performed, haven't you? Now,
I have, yeah.
You do this really to kind of sell the songs to singers, don't you? Rather than your main interest isn't in performing.
No. I mean, I enjoy recording the actual track. I enjoy that bit. But I mainly do it to pitch to other artists so
absolutely.
They can perform it. So... You know, if anyone...
But you sound good.
Thank you.
You sound really good.
I haven't really got the stage presence.
Well, I don't know. Well, maybe it's confidence. Maybe you should take yourself out of that comfort zone and give it a try.
That could be a bucket list thing.
Yeah. Anyways, what's coming up for you next, Vicky, then? What are you up to now? Are you going to become Prime Minister?
I'll try and manage that, yeah. I've got a Europe trip coming up. 7 countries in Europe that I haven't been to. Obviously, I've got the book... I've got my degree.
Yeah.
I've got a few days out in London that are kind of bucket list trips. I'm writing and recording a country song as well in Somerset.
Right.
So that's kind of like the next few weeks. So
amazing. And where can people find out more about you? Have you got a website or
on Twitter and Facebook.
Right.
My Facebook, I'm under Vicky Jones Author, because I think there's so many Vicky Joneses.
Okay.
And on my Twitter, I'm Vicky Jones 7, so that's V-I-C-K-Y, because I was asked to say that the other day.
Okay.
And on YouTube, it's under Vicky Jones Music. Again, there's so many, but you just look under the channel, Vicky Jones Music, and you'll see all my... tracks on.
Lovely. Well, it's been a great pleasure to talk
Thank
to you,
you.
Vicky.
Thank you for having me.
I'm still amazed at all the things you do and how busy you are, and I wish you all the luck with all those fabulous things you're doing, and thank you so much for coming and talking to us today on Phoenix FM.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.